Hey everyone, welcome back to another episode of the Going Digital podcast brought to you by Stevana Digital. So today we're going to be talking about funnel strategy and what comes before the funnel. Now, a lot of times, I've actually spent so much time on Facebook and YouTube, it's unfortunate to say, but it's true. I get bombarded with a lot of these ads that talk about building a funnel is like the next big thing. It's going to change your life. It's going to make a failing business into a successful one. And although it is entirely possible for that to happen, it's kind of rarely the case that it's going to happen right off the first try. And there's multiple reasons for that, and I'll get into I'll spread this out into a multiple episode series, whatever you want to call it, about funnels. But I kind of want to get to the point where a lot of times there's a lot of focus, or the majority of the time actually right now, since funnels is such a hype buzzword, there's a lot of hype around the concept of funnels, and there's not really a lot of talk about funnel strategy. And the reason why I talk about that is because in reality, a funnel is just a landing page. It's just a website. Of course, there's specific strategies put in place in a funnel to create more optimized results than a website. But it, at its core, it's just another website. If you go on myfunnel.com and you put it in as a website like on WordPress versus a platform like DropFunnels, GrooveFunnels, or ClickFunnels, it's going to be the same thing. If you go on myfunnel.com, it's going to be taking you to that web page. But the thing that I want to get at is what comes before the funnel. A lot of times people think that that's the beginning stage. Building the funnel is like the first thing that you have to do to build a successful funnel, but that's not true. There's a lot of stuff that comes before the actual creation of the funnel, the actual creation of the landing page, the actual creation of the website that is needed in order for the funnel to be successful. Now, of course, right off the bat, there's no guarantee that that funnel, that first funnel that you build, is going to be extremely good in terms of conversions from traffic to customers or leads. But the idea here is that that very thing, creating traffic that goes into the funnel, that converts traffic into leads, customers, prospects, whatever it may be, that in itself is the initial stages. And it's something that I started learning with Steven Larson, and that before you actually build a funnel, I mean, you can build a funnel, but you have to have some kind of plan before the actual funnel launches to create traffic. Like, for example, I've built multiple funnels already, and every single one of them kind of has flopped. The reason why I mentioned that they flop is because before I started learning the process of funnel strategy before the funnel, I was kind of going at it like, okay, I have an idea for a funnel. Let me build it. Let me put it out into the world. But I was kind of approaching it with the mindset that if I build it, the people would come. But if you've read multiple sales books, business, entrepreneurship, or marketing books, or just received information about any of those subjects, you understand that that's not the case. Only because you build it does not necessarily mean that people are going to pay attention to you. So how do you make people pay attention? People don't pay attention just because you have a website, just because you made a Facebook post, or just because you rented out a space at a strip mall. The idea here is that you have to get the attention of people through marketing, and it's kind of almost like a dying art. I kind of agree with Steven Larson on this one, where launches is almost like a forgotten art, because people, especially nowadays when there's so much hype and marketing buzzwords around the concept of landing pages, conversions, funnels, even Facebook ads is becoming super popular now. There's really not a lot of talk about what comes before the actual launch of the funnel, and that is a launch campaign, funnel strategy, like creating content, going on other people's platforms, trying to reach out into other people's audiences, trying to reach out to kind of C-B level influencers to bring in as much attention as possible to your platform, to your funnel, to maybe to your Facebook page, or even to like a YouTube page to generate followers, subscribers, and likes. You have to generate a lot of traffic before the actual launch of the funnel, before the actual launch of your business. So that way, when you do launch it, when you do publish it and put it out into the world, there's already people trying to ask, or there's already people asking for it. There's people already waiting in line to walk into the door, to walk into, or to go onto your funnel webpage and put in their information. And that feels a lot more successful. That feels a lot better. Imagine that. If you launch a funnel or a website or a landing page, and immediately when you put it up, you get your first sale, or you get your first opt-in, you get your first lead. That feels a lot better than if you launch a funnel, launch a website, launch a landing page, and then months pass by and not one single opt-in or lead or sale happens. So you kind of want to flip it. Instead of putting a lot of time and effort into putting building the funnel, building the website, building the landing page, it's a lot better to put priority in building out the traffic sources to begin with, like a podcast, YouTube video, or maybe just rubbing shoulders and elbows with big shot influencers, having them tag you on Instagram, things like that, to kind of bring attention to your platform, your profile. And then that way, once you do make the launch, then there'll already be people waiting in line, ready to go with their wallet in hand, ready to make that sale, conversion, opt-in, whatever it may be. So that's just something really quick about funnels that I want to share with you guys. It's instead of thinking entirely about building the funnel, how is the funnel gonna look, what colors do I need, start thinking a lot more about the actual beginning strategy. Because honestly, if you have a poor looking funnel, maybe it's not super fancy like a lot of people, like a lot of these big shot graphic designers make it out to be. It may not be super fancy, it may not be the best looking, but if there's traffic, a lot of traffic with a small conversion rate is still a lot of sales. But low traffic with a high conversion rate, it's still low sales. So you want to make sure that you generate as much traffic as possible. And after you generate a lot of traffic, then you can tweak and do certain things to increase the conversion rate to really increase that sale opt-in flow. That's just like a quick thing that I want to share with you guys. And I'm getting dings over here with some stuff that I have to take care of. So I'm going to hop off of the podcast. Thanks so much for listening to this episode, everyone. Thanks so much for subscribing to the Going Digital Podcast. I'll talk to you guys later. Thanks.